got some money to spend tonight.
Ah, we know what that means.
It's weekend time. You know what's funny about that montage of songs?
What's that?
We don't have The Weeknd singing any of the songs in there. We need to get him in.
You know, we'll
that's
work
his name,
on
that. The Weeknd. All right, we have Jonathan Toman with Peak Creator joining us now on the Newsline. And Jonathan, boy, you've been bringing us some great ways to get entertained virtually over the past couple of weeks. And what do you have today?
Yeah, just as long as the music changes, go by me first. just to make sure that everything is
copacetic,
getting ready to go. That would be great. But no, yeah, absolutely. It's still in virtual mode for a lot of venues and places throughout the Pikes Peak region. But I am really excited, Mike and Shannon, because today is the second virtual First Friday this evening throughout the Pikes Peak region. Peakradar.com/virtualfirstfriday is the place to be from 5 to 8 this evening, just like regular First Friday would be in that time window. On the webpage, you'll find videos, virtual tours, and online shopping as well. Resources for 25, or over 25, in fact, local galleries and venues that are going to be up and running virtually, showcasing some of the artwork that they have at this time, and also, really telling the story of what they have going on in their spaces. And so it's a great opportunity to support small businesses and showcase First Friday still without going out and about.
All right. How is the virtual going as far as you think it's well received, Jonathan? I guess in a way people don't have a choice, but I think people are beginning to adjust positively to it, aren't they?
Yes, adjust when they can. Absolutely. I mean, of course, we'd love to see people in venues and in galleries, and that'll slowly happen. There are a couple of places that are having, adjusted ways for folks to get into the gallery spaces this evening. The vast majority is still virtual. But we had Virtual First Friday was a great success in April. There was over $20,000, in fact, that was raised for the local galleries that participated. And one of the cool things that's happening tonight is there's a match as part of the Virtual First Friday Challenge. So the B. Vredenburg Foundation and Downtown Development Authority, when there's a virtual purchase of $50 or more from one of the venues on the page, the venue will receive an additional gift of $50. And that's up to $4,500 in total as part of the matching fund. So there's a lot of money that has been matched, and is, not doubling the money is not the right term, but
right.
You're having an additional impact with what you're doing. So, yeah, folks have adjusted well, I think, from a financial sense and also how they're interacting. And the fun thing about Virtual First Friday is that you can visit more places than you would be able to in the time in person.
That's
because
right.
You can just click through and see what's going on. So you can get to all 27 locations in one night, which you may not be able to do in person.
Now, if you miss the walking, you could always get on your treadmill, and really
right.
mimic the experience. But, I can see people just
right.
wanting to sit on the couch and do it. It's a lot easier.
Well, on the treadmill, pull up your phone or get your tablet and scroll through the page as you're walking through. And it'll be just like you're walking
you
through.
You won't even know the difference.
Galleries locally.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's
and
right.
And there are galleries in downtown Carter Springs, Old Carter City, and Manitou to check out. So many of the favorites locally are on that page, and it's a great way again to support these are all small businesses, right, mm-hmm. that are run locally, and it's a great way to maybe find some art, but at least have a night out, if you will, and see some of what these galleries have going on.
And you can double your purchase power, which when you're making a purchase at any of these galleries, that is really important.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's a great bonus and a fun challenge for folks to participate in tonight. Again, 5 to 8 p.m., peakradar.com/virtualfirstfriday.
All right. We appreciate the update. We look back to getting to real events. Not that this isn't a real event, but you know what I mean. Going out in person.
Yep.
One of these days soon.
Absolutely.
All right, Jonathan, have a great weekend.
Sounds good.
Take care.
You too, thank you.
842, KRDO's Morning News.